Hi, this is Ann McNeil, and thank you for joining us. I am a volunteer with the National Association of Investors Corporation, better known as Better Investing. And we are volunteers helping the environment in terms of what's going on with us right now, shift our energy from a poverty consciousness to a success consciousness with financial empowerment education. And as a volunteer with Better Investing, I'm very excited to host this show entitled My Investing Story. And today I am extra excited to have on the show with us Jackie Cummings-Koski, who is a Better Investing board member, and she's going to share with her investing story. And as opposed to be going into a lot of detail, I mean, I can tell you so much about Jackie, about her rise from poverty as a divorcee and a single mother, and how she managed to retire in her 40s. And so this is a story you want to hear directly from her. We all have a story, some good stories, some bad stories, but what we all have in common is a decision to self-educate. Let me say that again. We can all make the decision to self-educate by self-empowering ourselves to learn more and take total responsibility of our financial empowerment, our financial education, and our financial situation. I want to welcome Jackie to the show. How are you this evening, Jackie?
Hi, Anne. I'm doing great. I am thrilled to be on the show with you today.
We are so excited to have you. And I would like to have you share with our listeners your investing story. How did you get here?
Yeah, I think I would have to start around the time that I got divorced. Obviously, that was very devastating, both emotionally and financially. And when my marriage ended, I all of a sudden became a single mom, and I had to learn this money thing all on my own now. So after I kind of got through that, I had uncovered that I had much less in my retirement account than my husband had. He had $120,000, and I had only $60,000. And actually, it was $20,000 now that I think about it. So it was just crazy that there was such a disparity. He had $100,000 more than I did in his retirement account.
Wow.
So I vowed from that moment to learn about money, to learn about investing, and I wanted that to change. And I never wanted to feel that vulnerable again when it came to my finances. So I came across Better Investing actually from a conversation that I had with a coworker of mine. She lived in Boston, I lived in Ohio, but we were coworkers remotely. And when we were talking one day, she was telling me about this nonprofit organization called Better Investing, and that they support investment clubs all around the country. And she said, "I'm sure there's one where you're at. You should just Google it." So that's exactly what I did. And turns out there was a model investing club called the Cincinnati Model Investing Club that met on Saturday mornings. And I was so interested because I figured out that I had this curiosity about the stock market. I was afraid of it, and I didn't want to be afraid of it anymore. So I started attending the meetings. And what I loved about that, Anne, was that I could just attend as a guest and listen to the members talk about the stock market, talk about these individual companies, show the analysis that they did and why they made the projections that they made. So to me, these were all brilliant people, and I got to listen in. So after about attending four or five meetings, I decided I wanted to be a part of this. And so I went from there. They gave me a wonderful mentor. Her name was Joyce, and I joined that club. It was right around 2008, which is so interesting because I draw so many parallels of what crazy times we're going through in 2008. Nobody knew how that was going to end. You know, it was the unknown. And I feel like what's going on now with the market and the coronavirus and the market taking the big dives, for me, it feels a lot like 2008. And So I kind of bottled up those feelings, and I feel a lot different now with the market going down than I did back in 2008. But once I joined that club, I all of a sudden was in the company of these brilliant people around me and learning so much. So I give them so much credit for crafting the knowledge that I have in terms of the stock market and investing. So when I started back in 2008, after I'd been there for just a couple of years, I ended up joining the regional board of directors, the Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana chapter. I joined them. I loved it because we helped other people learn about investing in the stock market, and I was educator at heart, and I loved sharing what I learned with everyone else. And then a few years after that, actually just a couple years ago, I joined the National Board of Directors, where I have a hand in, you know, this organization and its success. So throughout all of that, Better Investing has had such a huge impact on my financial life and was really a big help in me being able to return or retire so early in my 40s. So that's kind of the story.
Well, that's a powerful story. And with that story, Jackie, is there any particular aha moment or something that really shifted for you during these economic times of 2008, 2009, that maybe lessons learned that you'd like to share with our listeners, because the timing is just so perfect to encourage, inspire, and uplift people as they just wonder what's going to happen next in terms of their finances for money that they may have invested, and they may think that this is the end. Any thoughts that you'd like to share?
I think that's such an interesting question, Ann, because I do draw a lot of parallels between 2008 and now. And I think my biggest lesson was that when I really kickstarted my financial journey, it was 2008. And pretty much every company that I bought, every mutual fund I invested in back then had grown so much because I started at the right time. Now, I'm not a genius, so of course I had no idea that that's where it would go. But
right,
remembering where I started when the market was at its lowest, and 10 years later, I'm to the point where I could actually retire and live off of the investments that I was that I started back in 2008. So I see this, even though it's scary, especially with the health concerns and things like that, but with the stock market in particular, I just know what a great opportunity it is to get started in the market and to know that it will come back. So in 2008, everybody probably thought, I don't know if we'll ever recover from this. We were pulling our money out of the banks. I mean, it was a crazy time. And 10 years later, when I look back, it's just so amazing to see all the growth that we experienced in our investments during that period. And I'm thinking this is another inflection point that is probably a great time to start and know that, hey, it is going to bounce back even if you currently have money in the market.
So what would be one action you think our listeners could take in terms of a place to start?
I think the most important part is education. For me, being able to understand the stock market to where I didn't fear it anymore, that helped. Even if I didn't have any money to invest right now, just knowing that it is a normal market cycle to have a downturn like this. You never know what the reason is going to be, but the market will have these corrections and these downturns. And just knowing that that is a normal part of the process just has my mind in a different place, and it just doesn't worry me as much. But when you don't know and you're not really understanding that, you know, it looks like this is going to be this way forever. But when you educate yourself, you know that it's not. You know that it's going to come back. You know, maybe look at a 10 or 20-year chart of the S&P 500 and see where it's been. You know, look at 2001 when we had September 11th. Look at 2008 with the financial crisis. We recovered from those eventually, and we started reaching market highs. So knowing that history and how the market performs, it really will put your head in a different space and probably put your mind at ease. So that would be the best advice I could share.
But if I'm listening to this for the very first time and I don't know what the S&P is, I don't know where to start, where to go, I don't know how to self-educate, I don't really know the difference between a stock and a bond, what would you suggest? And, of course, I'm really leading this conversation, the question toward, you know, something we've been talking about now within Better Investing for the last couple of years, which is financial empowerment, in terms of there's a place to start, and whether it is the books that are available or like when you talked about the fact that you had $60,000 or 20, whatever the number was, it was like $100,000 less. I mean, your husband had $100,000 more, right, in his retirement,
right.
And you look at that and you may say to yourself, okay, what happened? How did this happen? And I think that if we are able as volunteers, in just looking at the fact that people come from all levels and all walks, and they're listening to this show, and they really would like to know where to go, would you suggest maybe Better Investing website or YouTube or Google Better Investing,
yeah,
or contact somebody in that area? What are your thoughts?
Here's what I would say about education. So we all learn differently, right? And for me,
right,
I first heard about Better Investing from a phone conversation that I had with someone, and I just started Googling, and I found a lot of stuff. But some people, they're very visual, so they may need to go to YouTube, or some people like to read, so maybe they would read a blog or an article or a book. So however you decide to do it, I love having specific questions because those are teachable moments. So if you're not sure what the S&P 500 is, which it's, by the way, it's the 500 largest companies, think Apple, Google, McDonald's, and things like that. But you would kind of Google it to make sure you're able to understand what that is, because in the very beginning, there'll be so much that you don't understand. But if you're willing to dig in and learn, that will make all the difference. The biggest action step that I took to learn was attending an investment club meeting and going to the Better Investing website, because that was a lot of great information. I love the club because of the community. I got to talk to people. I could ask very simple questions. And just being around them made me feel smarter. So we all learn differently, but community is typically going to be some part of that.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned the club, Jackie, because Better Investing, as volunteers, you know, has one of the best. I cannot think of any other organization that has a better opportunity to learn how to start and run an effective, keyword, investment club. And there are lots of individuals who are in clubs or start a club, and they may not use the Better Investing principles or philosophy. So can you share any thoughts about your opinion about that in terms of starting club or attending club meetings?
Yeah, for me, I like the idea of attending a club meeting, as I mentioned before, because of the community aspect and being around people that are all interested in the same thing that I'm interested in, and they are following a proven philosophy. You know, we're about long-term investing. We're about reinvesting your dividends. We're about doing your research and proper analysis if you're going to invest in individual companies. So I like that I could go to the website or talk to the people in my club that will kind of give me a tried and true process of, you know, being able to invest in the stock market. So that was, to me, that's very helpful to kind of have things outline where almost anyone can follow it, and you just get better and better, and you just learn more and more as you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to also let our listeners know, if you're listening to the show and you would like to join the conversation, just press 1 on your phone and we will bring you in. And we do have a caller. And caller, your last 4 digits of your number is 4967. And also want to let those who are listening online, if you would like to call in and ask a question, the number is 661-59219. Again, if you'd like to call in, the show is very short. That number is 661-554-9219. And caller with the last 4 digits of 4967, we're opening your line. Thank you so very much for calling in. Your line is open.
Thank you for having me. Hi, Jackie. This is Ione. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Hi.
I have a quick question. I'm really glad that you shared when you got started and how this downturn is reminding you of where you started. I recently have been looking at the 07 to 09 downturn myself just to study and prepare myself to take advantage of this time. And also the 1929, well, really it was like 28 to almost 1931 market crash.
Oh, that was a big one.
Yeah, and was talking with somebody last week and, you know, reminded them that this won't be called a recession until after it's over. So there's something to honoring your feelings and emotions about this. If you are feeling like this is going to take a long time, despite what people are saying, you may actually be right. So my question is, can you speak to us about the emotional state of how you started, since you started during a time like this? Were you dealing with kind of fear, hesitation, a need to rush and buy something? How were you navigating those emotional waters as you were learning investing, especially during a time like this when you got started?
Wow, that emotional part is such a big deal in times like this and back in 2008 and 2001. For me, the way that I was feeling was a lot of uncertainty and the unknown. Like, we didn't know, like you said, you know, hindsight is 2020. And when you look back, it's so clear. But as we approach it and as it's happening, no one knows how it's going to end. It's the fear of the unknown. And I think it was a little bit of fear that kind of motivated me to do something. And the something that it really motivated me to do that made a difference was to learn about this stuff, because people will say all kinds of things, you know, you hear all kinds of things in the media, but until you learn for yourself, it's really hard to get clarity around what's going on and what are some of the likely incomes. I just knew that I needed to stay the course. And that's basically what I did. I didn't have a ton of money where I could dump it into the market. I don't know if I was even that, would have been even that confident at that time. But I read and learned enough, especially, you know, being in my investment club and through other members. I knew enough to stay the course. I didn't get afraid and pull all of my money out of the market like it sometimes can feel is the only – sometimes it seems like that's the only thing that will make you feel better, is to say, I'm just taking all of my money off. So I learned enough during that period to not be completely comfortable, but to at least know that the right thing to do was to stay the course. And by staying the course, 10 years later, I was handsomely rewarded. And as we almost come full circle now, I am doing the same thing. I'm staying the course, and the decisions that I made, it's before all of this happened, like having the right allocation and, you know, knowing that I retire, you know, to not have it 100% in the stock market, you know, things like that. So that was probably the biggest emotional thing that I did, was to learn that it was better to stay the course, and that one little thing made a huge difference.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that
you
was great.
So very much.
You're welcome.
Ayana.
Thank you for
thank
calling.
You. Yes. And we do have another caller. And we just want to remind all of our callers, this is a dialogue. And we're sharing my investing story. We'd like to have everybody please hashtag and post and share hashtag my investing story. And so caller with the number 5128, thank you so very much for calling in. Your line is open.
Hi, Jackie. You are such an inspiration. I'm really motivated by what you just talked about.
Aw, thank you.
Is there a website or someplace I can go to learn more about this organization called Better Investing?
Yes. So Better Investing, the primary website is simply betterinvesting.org. It is a nonprofit, which was something that, you know, attracted me to the organization to begin with. And you can start there. There's a lot of general information about investing in the market, stock analysis, the tools that they have. But also, there's a place where you can find a local chapter or investment clubs. And that was how I found the Cincinnati Model Investment Club that I'm now still a part of. So that is the best place to start. Find Better Investing online and go to your local chapter and attend a meeting and just see what you think. You do not have to join at that point, but you can observe and you can listen and you can see if that's something for you or not. And for me, it made a huge difference and helped me to really reinforce my whole education around investing. And hopefully it will do that for you too. But I would start at the Better Investing website.
Excellent, excellent. And that was betterinvesting.org? Super.
Yes, .org. It's a nonprofit.
.org. All right. And then just one more question, and then I'll hang up and
sure.
listen to your answer. In your investing history, what was the biggest – I don't want to call it a mistake, but what was your biggest learning event that made you the successful investor you are today? And I'll hang up and listen to what you had to say.
Okay, so my biggest mistake, well, first of all, I made a lot of mistakes early on. Since I joined Better Investing, I've definitely been making better decisions. I would say my biggest one was probably around the 2000-ish dot-com bubble, where I really didn't know very much and I was just almost throwing darts on a board and choosing these tech companies. And pretty much everything I invested in went to zero, one way or the other. So luckily I didn't have a whole lot of money back then, but I pretty much lost anything I put into the market because I was just grabbing up dot-coms, not knowing anything about them, not doing any analysis, and not knowing what might succeed, what might fail, you know, how much cash they had, how much debt they had. So, yeah, during the dot-com bubble, I was making a whole lot of mistakes back then.
All right. We want to thank the callers. We do have another caller, and I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to My Investing Story. That's hashtag My Investing Story. We do have another caller, and I think that, yes, just want to remind everybody we're talking with Jackie Cummings-Koski, and Jackie has a phenomenal story. And she actually, and I could just share this, Jackie want to share, we're going to have a caller come on, but I think that would be great to have you share your financial literacy education award. So I want to make sure that all of our listeners know that we're volunteers. We're not selling anything. We're not making any kind of recommendations. And we're not day traders. We're not professional investment advisors or stockbrokers or bond traders. We don't deal in penny stocks. We don't teach buying or margins. We don't teach technical analysis or charting. We are just volunteers with the organization called Better Investing, and you can go to that website, betterinvesting.org. And again, we're talking with Jackie Cummings-Kosky, and a phenomenal story, phenomenal story. We have another caller. Caller, the last four digits of your number is 8360, and your line is open. Thank you, caller.
Hello, my name is Vanessa, and thank you so much for this. I actually just started a conversation today with a local person. Actually, I think, Ann, you know him. His name is Bob Wynn. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. And
okay.
we were talking about me being starting this journey of investing. And I am curious if you're willing to share, Jackie, in your journey, like what was the amount that you started with to invest?
Well, hi, Vanessa. Thank you for asking that. I think it's so important to know that these days you can start with very little. Back when I started, you know, it was still kind of expensive because you would pay trading fees. Like trading fees back then was like $20 to buy and then $20 to sell. And it was a very expensive prospect to even, you know, buy and sell a stock. However, now is probably one of the best times to invest because pretty much every broker has eliminated trading fees. And you can start with as little as $5 in most places. All these brokers now, there's almost no minimums or maybe $50. I love the idea of people just starting. So if you have $50 that you want to start with, maybe you initially want to buy an index fund or something like that, or you have a stock that you're very interested in owning because you've done some analysis or you've, you know, saw that the investment club, you know, was looking at this and you watched the analysis. So if you've got $50, you can probably start investing today. So any of the major brokers, I mean, Vanguard, Schwab, I mean, you've even got the Easy app, Robinhood, you know, any of those are not going to charge a trading fee, and they have little or no minimum to start. And probably it's better to get started while you have very little because you may make mistakes in the beginning and you're obviously not knowing everything when you're first starting. So, you know, you have less to lose, but I just say, just get started to sort of get that experience and just get going with it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Vanessa.
All right,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. Well, Jackie, we're going to go ahead and prepare to wrap up the show. We want to thank all of our callers, and I definitely would like to have you share any last words of encouragement, thoughts, or actions, or how people might be able to reach you. Floor is yours, Jackie.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you, Ann. I definitely am a huge supporter and advocate of better investing because that was really what initiated my investing journey. And so I can't say enough about it. So just go to the website, betterinvesting.org, and find your local chapter, explore the tools on there, and it's pretty amazing. And the volunteers and the educators – and the individuals that are part of the organization is unbelievable. They are so willing to help, so willing to go out of their way and give their time to just educate others about investing in the stock market. So I will just leave it there. I'll mention my website if you'd like to visit. It's just moneyletters2.com. But I cannot say enough great things about Better Investing, and I'm just so thankful that the organization was something that I found as a resource back in 2008.
All right, that's Money Letters and the number 2?
Yes, .com.
.com. Okay, I'm just typing that so that people can go to your site, and we want to thank you so very much for coming on, and we want to remind everybody everybody has an investment story, and we're here to help share information with you and the event that you'd like to share your story. So, Jackie, thank you so very much, and want to encourage everybody to join us back here next week as we bring our surprise visitor to come and share next week, Wednesday. All right, everybody, have a good day. Thank you so very much for joining. Bye.